Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 12 squared. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Is that too weird?
No, I like that. Be like, wait, I need to go back and...
It is Thursday.
Or could you say... Never mind. It is Thursday.
Thursday, March something, 20th, Josh's birthday. It's 30.
Is he 30 though?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were 30 once.
I'm pretty sure
I still am, Mike. Thanks. You guys are so old. Anyways, welcome to Bleed Geek. Clearly, we can't keep
you're coming
a,
up
a
too.
Thought. I know, that's why it's funny.
Oh, good one, Mike.
Yeah, except
welcome
for by the time
Bleed
I
Geek.
Turn 30, you're going to be like 31 a month later, and then I'll laugh at you for being 31.
It's not going to be a month later.
It'll be less than that.
Yeah.
25 days. 26 days? 26 days. 25 days.
How many days are there in October?
31.
What day
but then
is your
it would
birthday
be the 32nd, like, it's a 32nd day, really,
right.
You know, 26. Anyways, somehow we're already 2 minutes in.
Holy crap, that happened fast.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of it was the intro. That's Randy, I'm Mike. We're going to talk about tech stuff and whatever else we want.
I'm going to talk about what I want.
It's spring. Today's first day of spring. Congratulations. Winter is no longer coming. Or is it coming again now, actually? We're on the other side of it, so now is it coming again?
It's already coming back.
Winter's coming.
3 months.
Winter's coming. 3 months? I mean, we're not really out of it yet. It snowed yesterday.
I think people might be unhappy if that was actually true.
I mean, we only got a couple inches, but just north of here, they got, like, in Cambridge, Grandpa said they got, like, 9.
Yeah, my mom, I had emailed her and at, like, 2 or something, and they had already gotten, like, 7 inches in Pine City. I was like, oh, yeah, it's
haven't seen a flake yet.
Here.
Cool. Actually, it snowed in the morning and it melted right away.
Yeah.
Then it snowed again at night.
It didn't snow in Minneapolis.
In the morning?
Wait, last night?
No, the night before. Anyways.
Welcome.
Let's talk about tech.
What do you know about it?
I know a lot about it.
Not enough.
But enough.
What do you know about...
What do I know about Apple? You want to start out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get it over with. So.
I didn't say that.
Apple announced a few things this week.
iOS 8.
No, they didn't really announce it. They just released
new
an 8 gig 4, 5C.
Isn't the C old news?
But they had only had a 16 gig. So they lowered it to make it even more affordable. They dropped it.
How much is it? $299?
No, because they're already only 100, so I think it's either 50 or it might be free.
How much would it cost to
buy it straight
outright?
Out? I bet $450.
Holy hellballs.
Because I think the regular one's $650, the 5C is $550, so this one would be $50 to $100 less than that. And they finally discontinued the iPad 2.
Rest in peace. Isn't that kind of weird?
That it's been around so long?
Yeah.
And they brought back the iPad 4 that they had gotten rid of.
I read this stuff, and it just seemed, bless you, Mike's got bronchitis.
That's true.
Because the smoke got him.
Yeah, it's weird stuff that they did it.
Do you think they really know what they're doing right now?
No, they have no idea. I'm just kidding, they do.
What? Did you see that article about Apple TV? And how Steve Jobs never wanted one?
Supposedly.
I would buy that.
That they talked him into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it, but there's a lot of crazy stories. There's a whole book that just came out that the whole company is like that. No, that's true.
It's a conspiracy, I guess.
A conspiracy for...
That he didn't want a lot of stuff, and then they forced him to...
He just had
forced his hand.
Yeah. I don't know. The TV one, I could see, but no, there's a whole book that there just came out, and Tim Cook, like, publicly acknowledged was full of crap, basically, and...
Yeah, what does he know?
Haunted Empire or something it's called. Or did I just make that up? Is it
the Empire Strikes Back?
No, because that did happen. So, yeah, so, and the iPad 4 is, instead of being at now at, because it was $399, I think it's at $449. But it has a Retina screen, where the iPad 2 did not.
Why did they... Is it just a rename, then?
No, like, it's not an iPad 4. It's just the fourth generation one. Because they came out with the 2 and then the 3, which is the one Todd had. And then shortly after that, they came out with the 4, the fourth generation one, which they always just refer to as the new iPad. And then now they have the Air. But every time they discontinued it, but they still kept having the 2 for some reason because it was cheap, because it didn't have the Retina display, and gotcha. It was just the older components.
They just want to go all Retina.
Right. I saw something that said the only thing you can buy that still has the 30-pin connector is the iPod, the classic, which is still
Are they all the... Not Lightning, Thunderbolt, then?
Lightning cable on the...
I hate you.
But that's what they are.
They're Lightning cables?
Yeah, on the phones and iPods. The Thunderbolt...
That's what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just made that up.
No, you knew what it was. And the Thunderbolts are on the the Macs. Like, that's that port for the displays.
That's actually
an IBM thing.
That's the problem right there.
That's the problem?
No, at least standardize your connectors between all of your devices.
Well, Thunderbolt, they didn't make. That's an IBM.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's a simple thing. Standardize your connectors.
Well, they have USB ports and HDMI ports, too.
Make life
easy.
HDMI
out.
No, on...
Do you have any DVI cables?
Yeah.
An extra one?
I believe so.
The white one, right? Or is that a DVI?
Yep.
Okay.
You need one?
Yeah.
Might be DVI Plus, though. Does it matter what it is?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll get it for you after.
I just thought of it because we were talking about that. But anyway, yeah.
Did you get a new monitor?
We'll talk about it after this.
Did you steal one?
Yeah. Okay. Sort of. Anyways. And then the only non-Retina product is you could still buy the iPad Mini without Retina. They have a Retina one as well, but you could buy the older one, too.
iPod Touch.
Has a Retina display.
Oh, damn. iPod Classic.
Doesn't have a touch display. It's classic. But, yeah. So, they brought the 4 back. And I think the reason they kept the 2s around for so long was also due to they had them...
They had a million in stock.
Well, they had them priced for education. Like, for all the... When they send, like, schools buy a gajillion at a time.
Or because they had a million in stock.
They probably did. I mean, at some point. A million probably isn't that
large
a term.
And they had 50 million in stock.
Oh,
Randy, that's
50 million. They probably did have 50. Sell a lot of iPads. I don't know if you're aware. Also, Microsoft released OneNote for free on Mac. Whoa. Is this a new time, a new day and age?
Is it a little late? Do you think people care about OneNote on Mac?
Some people seem to.
Really? I love it.
OneNote?
Yep. I use it on my work computer all the time.
I dabbled in it a little as a alternate to... I dabble in a lot of things. I don't know what it was an alternate to.
Yeah, there's not really an alternative to
people
it.
People compare it a lot to Evernote. But...
I guess I haven't used the new Evernote. Can you store docs inside a note?
Yeah.
Like a Word doc?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
But anyways,
what's cool about OneNote, I find, is kind of like a live journal. It's kind of like a scrapbook, but with
because there's
put, like files in
there's
there
like
and
books and tabs and I was trying to do it to organize things at work. I played around with it to see if it would work better for a work solution for us, and I decided it was much too complicated for everyone that wasn't me. And I let it go.
Really? Because I can see that there's a lot of stuff that's available.
It's like Evernote in the sense that, like, it's really simple to use, but it's like there's so many features that
it can be
get so deep into it.
It can be as complex as you want it to be.
Right.
And that's what OneNote is. Like, my boss uses it way more than I do, and she's, like, crazy organized with
it. Like, she's got, like,
it's like... Yeah. And I've got, like, a couple different book covers, and then each one's got, like, you know, for, like, different projects that I'm on, and then inside there, it's, like...
That's where you organize your notes and your, like, project management,
meeting minutes,
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they released,
neither here nor
they released
there.
It on Mac, and it's on... It's well, the other thing is it's free, like... Because Office has always been charged on Mac, although they've always had huge issues with keeping them up to date. Like, they never release... It takes forever for them to release new models. But... Models? Versions, I guess?
Versions.
But they also have it on iOS, iPad, and...
Oh, nice.
iPhone for free.
And then, obviously, you just store your stuff in the cloud, and...
Cloud Sync, or OneSync, what do they call it now? Because they don't call it SkyDrive anymore, right? Because they got in trouble for that, too. OneSync, OneNote, OneSync, Synchronization One.
One Cloud.
One Winamp. Winamp. That's what it is. That's not what it is. That was a joke. So
WinWeb.
Oh, WinWeb.
Okay.
So anyways, there's a lot more rumors about iOS 8 as well that came out this week. Specifically with HealthBook.
Yeah. Can I just say...
That you don't care?
I personally do not care, but I do care for podcast sake. What I did find funny was I had seen an article actually. I like going to Yahoo's homepage and just seeing what, like, the top 15 things are on their news page, because some of it doesn't make it to, like, some of it's just obscure that doesn't make it to red.
Like a plane that disappeared or something?
Yeah, that's...
Weird. Who, whatever. Right? Clearly a black hole.
The one thing... Right. The one thing that I thought was funny was... It was... The headline was something along the lines of... Oh, just wait. We should be hearing about the new iPhone build soon. And I'm like... It said in like a month or something.
It was a preview to a rumor.
Yes. And I'm just like, good God, you people. Like,
what level of the rabbit hole are we down at this point?
But it's funny because I'm like, I'm...
Guess how many page views they probably had on that.
It wasn't a big enough title to make me go into it, you know? It just made me laugh reading the title. It's like a rumor of a rumor that will be coming out.
A preview of a rumor.
It's like, get the F out. And that's all I have to say about that.
There are rumors that I think we talked about before that they might launch the
bigger
new iPhone in, well, that too, but in June again instead of all the way into September. That's awesome. Who's that?
Peels, his kid.
That's awesome.
His kid made a Triforce out of Legos, for those who are wondering.
Two great things that the world needs more of, Legos and Triforces.
And kids.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So, yeah, that's really all the Apple news I have.
Sweet.
Other than the Haunted Empire book being crazy, and they're like, F you guys, it's not real. Yeah. Xbox. There's a guy that worked at Xbox. He's, like, pretty big up in charge of their products ever since before they launched the original Xbox. So he's seen all three go out. Mark Whitten. Apparently left for Sonos.
It's pretty interesting.
I mean, there's been a few top-level Microsoft people leave since the whole shakeup with CEO, and part of that, I'm sure, is politics and whatnot. But
oh, definitely.
But
just think how much money they have, though. Like,
the Xbox is like their biggest money-making division right now, and has been for a while, I think.
Or it's Microsoft's saving grace.
And so for someone high up to leave there, especially since they're semi-autonomous too, it's a little weirder. But Sonos has been doing a lot lately. They make good stuff. I don't have any because they're expensive, but
it's expensive.
I would like some.
Yes.
Like, their soundbar looks awesome.
Their
little speakers sound really good.
Their home integration for sound systems,
like,
is sweet.
How nice would it be just to have, like, one little one in every room, or, you know?
Oh, I hear you. And I don't think I'll ever... Hopefully, I can afford some someday.
They're like $300 a speaker, so gets a little spendy real fast.
Quatch.
And the biggest news of the week by far. Oh, before we talk about this, though, did you see today Google announced they will finally be encrypting their emails from server to server to help thwart the NSA? Or so they say.
So they're encrypting.
Until they give them the encryption key.
Encryption between all their servers in Gmail, so they can't be
middleman. Middleman attack.
But did you see the article today that came out that said all big companies knew about Prism, even though they all claimed that they knew nothing about it?
But the NSA is the one putting that out to try to take the heat off themselves. It's hard to say what's true and what's not. That you don't care about any of it?
No, I do care.
I care about it all, Mike. Stop saying it. What?
Son of a... I would find it hard to believe that these companies would have all of these back doors that they would not know that the NSA was tapping into it.
So, the NSA is saying that these companies know, is admitting that they're doing it.
And
they're admitting by saying
they already admitted it. Well, and all these companies were like, "Whoa, NSA is tracking our stuff."
But then at the same time, they say we don't know how they're getting in.
No, they're
our servers are secure.
Why would they tell people how they're getting in? Because then that would just be like, "Hey,
they have the keys. That's how they're getting in."
You go to www.google.com/prism and you get right in.
I mean, I'm sure
it's an Easter egg.
Just assume if it's on the internet, anyone you want can read it.
I
mean, they said that the NSA is recording 100% of audio messages from a whole country, too.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say what country, though. Or did they mean our country? I thought they wouldn't say which country.
They didn't say what country.
But,
Yeah, I don't really care. I honestly don't care about
that. That's why you only talk in person out in front of the harbor.
That's why you speak in pig Latin, because they won't be able to decrypt it.
Yeah. Just because they can get into the computers doesn't mean they can understand pig Latin.
I mean, I understand it. Pig Latin? Don't. The people's concern for the NSA reading their stuff because it's not their business.
I mean,
but
I
at
understand
the same time, like, I personally do not have anything that...
You don't have anything
to
hide.
Well, and I just assume, like, I work in information security and I know, like, I secure a lot of stuff. And I know that there's other people that
sometimes
have access
to data.
Sometimes
I use keys to get into anything I want while I'm securing it.
No, I can't do
that. Do you read Todd Cougar Mellencamp's emails?
Mm-mm.
Sure you don't. Sure you don't. So anyway, Google Watch. Android wearables. It's a thing.
It is a thing. And they look awesome.
So Google let free a preview for the Android wearables division of Android and also a developer's preview, which was kind of like the same thing, just a little more in depth and a little less selly. It's a word. A little less. Anyway, they used they had a lot of round interfaces, which were nice, like round watches, which were a lot better than the square ones. It was essentially Google Now on a watch. I mean, that's a short end of it, right?
Yes.
That's the too long, didn't read version?
Yep. Nope. That would...
It's Google Now on a watch.
I would agree with that. And there's some really cool integration.
Like in the commercial when at the end when the girl's like, Google, open the garage.
Yeah.
That one was getting a little crazy.
No.
How did it connect to her garage?
Don't ask questions. Just know that it's going to work.
But supposedly... Is it LG and Motorola? The Motorola has the Moto 360. They already showed it.
Yep.
That's happening. And LG has one coming, I believe, too. Which
and
is
Samsung.
Pretty much the model. Well, so, this is funny. So it puts Samsung in a really weird position, I think.
Big time.
Because they just switched from Android to Tizen or whatever it is that they're making.
Crappy.
Their own operating system for their Galaxy Gears, the new model. So now that they just...
And they don't look that great.
Anachronize. They just made their old models obsolete after like 6 months. Are they going to do the same thing again with the models they just announced that aren't even out yet? That we actually just found out the pricing for the Fit was going to be $200.
Yeah,
like I saw that today.
And they don't look good.
Yeah,
I don't like the design whatsoever.
So now does Samsung switch back to Android wearable.
Are they...
I don't know how they wouldn't have known it was coming. Like, they work very... I feel like they work really close with Google.
Yeah.
Well, but at the same time, Google's trying to slow their roll.
How many rumor... You know Samsung had to have an idea. Because how many rumors have we heard that this was coming?
Are they really... Right. Are they really that committed to...
I don't think so.
Their own Tinsen, then?
I don't think so. Why would... It seems so.
Because they make a gajillion things. That's why they're just going to flood the market. That's what they do.
I think they're just trying to get in another way to make money. It just blows me away that they would go their own OS way. I feel like it puts them into a weird position. As like, if it was Android driven, it would be like, there's a lot of cool integration that happens just between Google Now across a list of or all of your devices, and they're kind of removing that added transparency between all of them. So I don't really know what they're...
There's a saying that I'm trying to think of, but I can't think of what it is.
Well, that's that, Mattress Man.
Starve the something to feed the something.
Oh, like the cobbler in his shoes?
No. Anyway, it's just not important.
Starve the children to feed your family?
No.
I made that up.
Oh.
Oh, did you?
I get it. Oh, starve a cold, feed a... No, that's not it. Starve the ego, feed the soul? I don't think that's it either.
Starve the eagle? Oh, starve the ego, not eagle.
Yeah, starve the eagle to feed you. It just makes you feel better when you starve the eagle. And, yeah. But, yeah. So, your overall impression of the watch was very good?
Yeah, I liked it. It's not... Like, I don't use Google Now often, I guess. It'll be interesting to see what the price point is, because I think there was some cool... Like, I've been using the voice commands a lot more for sending text messages.
That's what Google wants you to do. Right. They want voice.
So I think with that, that could be actually kind of... Because you can read your text messages from it. And I'm assuming it must connect to a phone via Bluetooth. So, because obviously, how else is it going to send a text message? But, so I could see that, you know, being able to leave your phone in your pocket. But, like, when the guy sent the text message, he's like, message or text, blah, 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 I'll be there in 2 minutes. I'm not going to be doing, I don't do that when I'm somewhere in public. Like, I'm not going to be like...
When you're jogging? When you're at the gym?
Yeah. I mean, if I was...
On the treadmill? Hanging out?
I might do that if I am by myself, but other than that, I'm going to opt...
When it's crowded?
Yeah.
Like when you're at the... When you're at work, in your cubicle, just talking to yourself? Maybe they'll think you're on the phone.
No, because I hate people that do that. It's annoying. Don't talk on your phone when you're at the gym. Go outside. Lock yourself in the bathroom. I don't want to hear it.
Do you have your headphones on anyway? Yeah, but I stopped the music to give them dirty looks while they're on the phone. And to listen.
That's true. So
it did look good. I liked that they were round.
Agreed.
That was nice.
Yeah, it looks sharp. They did. Who makes them?
Motorola. What? The Moto 360? Motorola.
Okay. No, I didn't catch who...
An LG.
...made it for them.
The LG one is like the Google one, but then Motorola is making one too, and they must have been working with them, because they had a whole video. There was a whole video on the Moto 360 about how they made it, and they showed them, like... It was crazy, because they showed, like, these two designers sitting down, like, with a gajillion leather samples, which seemed crazy to me, but, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, attention to detail, right?
Yeah.
But, like, just that someone has leather samples is weird, but...
Yeah, it was funny. Like, I was helping Nicole organize some books yesterday, and for one of her classes... Well, she had this big, like, book that I opened up just to see what was in it, and it was
comparative leathers through the 1900s?
No, it was all fabric samples, and then she had to, like... It was, like, describing each one in detail, but it was, like, 1,000 of them.
scratchy.
Itchy when I put next to my face.
I found would that not... I have an allergic reaction to this fabric and cannot come back to it.
So, yeah, no. And it's, like I but said, they're much better than the Samsung version.
So, obviously, yeah, there's a video on how they made it and stuff. And there's obviously great attention to detail.
Is that what I posted?
No,
I posted
you put a TechCrunch article.
Bitcoin.
About Bitcoin.
And
US.
FaceBase.
But yeah, but it'll be interesting to see. I feel like Apple kind of beats their own drum, but at the same time, like, it's weird because they're usually, like, a lot of times for markets lately, they've been ahead or they've come out in the market first, like, with, especially with, like,
Google
iPad.
Is usually responding.
Yeah.
Or Android is responding.
But it's taking Apple so long to put out this watch that's been rumored, but I mean...
It makes sense, though. That is, Apple,
they do
as
they
we want. Know, they aren't going to release a product to get something on the market. They're going to make sure it's a polish.
That's Samsung's job.
Yes.
Obviously.
Exactly.
Whether or not they're successful, which they have been lately. I mean, for all the crap I give them, but...
Well, it's like, look at... Well, I just read an article...
That's how Android took off.
On Friday, I think it was, that... Samsung took over in the tablet sales
because they have 1,000 tablets,
right? But I mean, and it like
or
the
are they counting the notes as tablets too?
No, not counting the note, just literally the tablets larger than a 8-inch screen.
No, because they have an 8-inch tablets.
No, I was making fun of the note.
Yeah, but they have like because yours is like 7.9 or 7.
I was making. Right, this isn't my phone, though. This isn't a note.
I get it, right.
Come on, Mike. Follow along here.
Anyways. Do you have anything else you want to say about a guatch?
No.
Do you have anything you want to say about scientists finding the Big Bang, supposedly?
No. We can hold on to that, though.
Anything you want to say about waves on Saturn's moon? Jupiter's moon?
No, I'm not. I don't want to go to science yet.
Oh, okay. What else you got?
Bitcoin.
Oh, we're going
Bitcoin news. Litecoin made we'll call that a wave. Made a wave this week. We talked
when
last
did they
week.
Go on sale on that
Wednesday.
Jujube. This Wednesday they Huobi. Did.
Huobi.
They did or
they
next
went,
Wednesday they do.
No, they went it's live on there now.
Oh, that's why it went up.
Yeah, that's why it skyrocketed and everyone said. And
oh, I thought it was still coming.
No, and that's why the price was inflated. So it went up like $3 in the matter of a day and a half, 2 days.
Which isn't a lot in the Bitcoin world, but Litecoin's a lot smaller.
Yeah,
so it's a
but
much larger percent.
It was like 20% of
yeah,
the price.
That makes it a lot more.
So it went up. Yeah, it went up a lot. And there are a lot of people that made a lot of money. And it came crashing back down to where it's been. Yeah, Litecoin trading is now purchasable and live trading on the Chinese
largest. What'd you call it?
Huobi? Yeah.
Shinobi?
Yes.
Like the ninja.
Yes, exactly. That was a sweet Nintendo game, by the way.
Yeah.
So, it's on China's largest Bitcoin trading market, which is cool. Also, in the Bitcoin news, if you follow us on Facebook, I had posted an article this morning.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Correct. And the chief privacy officer, I believe it was.
From Facebook?
From Facebook has...
And there was a guy from Amazon, right?
I didn't catch that
there was,
one.
It was the same article. It was two guys that left. One guy from Facebook, one guy from Amazon.
Oh, the Amazon one happened, though, already. That one's like... They were just mentioning...
They were just bringing it back up.
Yeah,
saying that people... put more salt in the wound.
Yes. They went to a company in San Francisco called Coinbase, which is an American-based company where people can buy Bitcoin from online. Which, we've talked about Coinbase before. So they are... Yeah, so which is really cool that they're kind of trying to... vamp up since there's been so much news regarding hacks, privacy leaks, information leaks in just the Bitcoin market alone to get somebody from a large company like Facebook, who is obviously very knowledgeable on the whole privacy sector, is a good addition to their team.
Let's say I had Bitcoin in Mt. Gox, but I couldn't remember how much. Could I now check that again?
They did, yes. So Gox had pulled their entire page down and just had some raw text saying, hey, guess what?
It's gone.
See you later, suckers. I got all your money. Ha 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 ha. It didn't say that.
It showed the scene from Blow.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be awesome.
They recently have, I think on Monday, yeah, Monday or Tuesday,
Tuesday, I think,
they put a login back on. So you can actually log
you
in
can just
and
view
check
your account,
how much Bitcoin you have in there. What that means to people yet is like, a lot of people have been able to validate that it still shows the amount that they had in there. There was articles that came out this morning actually saying that Gox has 200,000 Bitcoin still in their possession. So that's 12, I don't even know
how
much.
A lot of money.
It's a 12 billion.
It's a lot of money. That's right, they're bankrupt though. Who cares?
Yeah. So I really don't know what it means for people who had money in there. It's, I mean, as we've said before, it's just a big shitstorm with that whole ordeal. But it's cool because all the other two large exchanges, BTCe and Huobi, have picked up all of the slack. So it's crazy. The last 3 days, or no, it was 3 days ago, for a 24-hour period, like when Litecoin started going crazy, it traded $36 million worth of transactions in a 24-hour period. And
that's
Bitcoin did 12.
That's a lot.
It's crazy.
Shinobi.
Yep.
The Way of the Ninja. What's that thing called?
Shinobi. No, Shinobi? Shinobi.
Is there a subtitle,
cartridge,
though?
I don't remember. So that's what I know about Bitcoin this week.
Need like a little music thing. Bitcoin, the Bitcoin corner.
Bitcorner.
Randy's 2 Bitcoin, like 2 cents. Do you get it?
I like that. So the science realm.
Shinobi, the Way of the Ninja.
What do you know about waves?
Shinobi, the Way of the Ninja. So one of the moons of either Jupiter or Saturn. I can't remember which now.
I think it was Saturn.
Jupiter?
I thought it was Jupiter.
Waves on moon of... So they found waves, supposedly, on Saturn's moon, Titan.
Nice.
So it's the first time they found, like, they found water remnants before, but it's the first time they've seen, like, movement in the water on another planet.
That's crazy.
So either that means potentially it wasn't frozen
at some point.
Somebody
took a picture with their iPhone.
Or there's T-Rex, you know, making the... They had ice cube trays like that for sale, so you could buy it to put in your water, so it was, like, perfectly circular, but then it looked like the waves.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Know why you would buy those. I ordered some. No, I'm just kidding. But
I like that... I'd seen a recent Reddit comment that was like, every time I see little waves in my glass, I just assume that there's a T-Rex coming.
Right. Totally makes sense.
Makes sense.
But anyway, so it means that it was moving semi-recently, at least. So
yep.
It's crazy. But the other big thing was scientists believe they have seen the origination of the Big Bang, or to some extent have looked at it.
Maybe we should post the towel.
The towel
video.
You see, the space-time is like a towel.
Yes, and I've seen
and
that
an
before.
An apple is like a planet,
an object,
just
an object.
It has gravity, so it affects
space-time. Oh man,
because like, that's clearly one thing, even though it's two separate things, but it's also one thing.
The whole,
and
like
so
I said, like
littler
I
objects get attracted to the bigger objects.
No, don't.
Just... And then it makes a fingerprint.
I think you just need to stop.
Because of the ripples.
I get it. It's just...
And then
even
based on the fingerprint...
For F's sake.
They saw the Big Bang.
I just, like I had told you earlier, it's like I understand the concept and I understand, like, or I hear what they're saying about it, and it makes sense to a point with what they're saying, but it doesn't fully explain all of the questions that I still have in my head about how, why they think that those
little waves... I mean, they can't explain all of science in a 2-minute video.
I mean, I just did, sure.
If we had a segment about space time, would we call it space time?
No, space time time.
No, that's confusing. Space time squared.
No, because that's space. Wait, space time. Wait, space. Space actual character. Time in parens squared.
I don't think there's a space. Anyways.
Is space-time one word?
I think the way that it seems to, when I hear it, when the way they say
it. How about
it,
no space? Space, parens, squared.
No, because then it'd be multiplying by both of them because you'd do the exponents first.
Oh, yeah. No, you do parentheses first.
Either way, it's the same, actually, both ways.
It'd be space-time then, wouldn't it?
Anyways, that's our show.
Welcome to Bleed Geek. If you want to know more about the theory of relativity and space-time, email us.
Google Albert Einstein.
Email us at fans@bleedgeek.com. Or, heck, why don't you just give us a call? What's our phone number?
406-79-GEEKS.
Yes. Or 406-794-3357.
You can find us also on any social media that you are on.
We're probably out there.
Not Instagram.
I don't know many other friends that are on weird ones. Pinterest. So. I'm on Pinterest.
I mean, we, but I mean, I am too, but.
Yeah, of course, Randy, I'm on everything.
Super, if we want to hear a quick, funny story.
Quick, funny story. Go.
So, one day, I think it was after podcasting, Annie was over and I got back, and they're like.
That was a couple weeks ago.
No, it was like a couple years ago.
Oh.
So they're like, oh, we just found this crazy site, Pinterest, but you don't know anyone that's in it. You have to get an invite. I'm like, oh, I have a Pinterest. They're like, and then it was funny, because, like.
You know, I get it.
Because I just. Yeah.
It's like people.
So it was like when it was new and no one knew what it was.
No, it's like being.
But on, I was way in it.
Mike,
at the bottom.
It's like being on Reddit and then somebody thinking they're hilarious on Facebook, and it's like, oh, I saw that four days ago on Reddit.
Like a new baby buggy.
Yes.
Similar to that.
Yeah, that was crazy too.
And then I saw it everywhere like 8 hours later.
Pretty much.
Anyway, find us on social media sites.
Twitter.com/bleedgeek, bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Facebook.com/bleedgeek. That's it.
And that's that mattress man. Follow us individually.
I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
And yeah, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Swatch.